Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 2-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. When Mark and Dolores' son, Brandon, was diagnosed with cancer when he was age 4, they wanted to do something to make Brandon more at ease with the doctors and the hospitals. So they decided to make him a chemo bear and said, anything that you go through, your bear will go through too. That was 6 years ago, and Brandon is doing just fine. And Mark and Dolores' mission is to get every child diagnosed with cancer a chemo bear to help them go through treatment. And that's why they founded Friends Like Us. Well, how are you today, Dolores?
Doing well.
Excellent. So I found your site on Twitter, because as everyone knows, I'm a Twitter junkie, and I thought it was great that you're helping the kids out, and I guess pretty much anyone who'd like a bear when they're going through chemo. So how exactly did this all come about?
Well, Friends Like Us came about through our son, who was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia at the age of 4.
Oh.
When we were going through the treatment with him, we had a very hard time with him communicating with us how he was feeling, communicating with the doctors, you know, everything that was going on with him.
How long ago was that?
He is turning 10 at the end of this month, so it's been,
excellent.
This is our sixth year, into it. When he was going through all of this, he was having a hard time communicating, so my husband and I had to come up with a way for him to explain to the doctor or to explain to us what was going on, because he was scared to death.
Oh, I can imagine.
To have the doctors touch him, for the doctors to put medicine in his port, you know, for them to do anything for him. So my husband and I went to our local Build-A-Bear in Columbus, found a bear that we thought he would like, put an I love you button in its hand. Stitched a little port inside of its chest, a little syringe tube, put a syringe on the end of it, and I told Brandon that this bear is exactly like him, because he was crying. He was upset because he couldn't be around any of his friends. He wasn't allowed to go anywhere. And I said, this bear is just like you. And I said, whatever you go through, this bear is going to go through. So Brandon named his bear Murray.
Nice.
And I said, okay, so if Murray doesn't feel good, I said, you know, you need to let me know.
Right.
So we found out that through Brandon, that if Murray had a headache, then Brandon had a headache.
Oh, awesome.
Or if Murray's legs hurt or his arms hurt, then same for Brandon. That's how we found out, you know, Brandon was going through this stuff, because he didn't want to get the medicine, nor did he want to let us know what was going on, because he knew that if he wasn't feeling good, that meant another trip back to the hospital.
Well, I, as a cancer survivor, I can speak for your son as well. I didn't want the medicine either.
Right, right. So we eventually showed this to the doctors, and when the doctors seen it, you know, the doctors started using the bear first, before they would do anything to Brandon. So when Brandon had to have a spinal tap, they would show Brandon through the bear what was going to happen.
Oh, awesome.
Which opened Brandon up, you know, for more treatment, and he was able to explain to the doctors, and doctors were able to use the bear as an educational tool for him.
That's just amazing. That's a great idea.
It really is. And all through our treatment, we kept having people say, you know, you really should have this for other people. Bears are so expensive for kids. Dolls are expensive. We can't afford to spend $85, you know, to get this. So my husband and I decided we'll just open it up to everybody that we knew at that time. And through this, we've started giving bears to children that are currently going through chemotherapy or recently diagnosed and are starting treatment.
Right. That's just amazing. Now, how did you find, or how do people find you, like your first bear? How did people come in contact with you?
First bear was through one of the people that we met at one of our churches. We met their grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She had explained to us everything that was going on with him, and we explained to her about our bear, and we told her what we would do. And then we actually delivered the bear to Columbus Nationwide Children's Hospital to him. He was our very first bear, took pictures. He absolutely loved the bear. And from that point on, we've just had other families have seen it through word of mouth, pictures that the mother's taken and posted on her website. We've had quite a few responses from it.
So how many adults ask for bears? That's what I want to know. We were talking before the show, and I said I would have liked a bear during my chemo.
Right. Right now, we've only had a couple adults ask for bears, so that's why we're going to be moving it into the adults are able to purchase a bear for themselves or for another person that they know.
Right.
For the children, we're still doing them free for the kids.
Right, exactly. When I found you on Twitter, it was saying that you needed some help with some sort of embroidery project.
Right. What we want to do is make the bears more personable for mm-hmm. each child or even adult that gets it. So what we're looking at doing is an embroidery machine, that we can program the child's name with their favorite color and have their name put onto the front of their shirt that goes onto each one of these bears.
Awesome.
When we send our questionnaire out to the families, so we ask the family to tell us the child's favorite color, anything else that they like to do, and that's how we want to personalize this bear to each child.
That's excellent. And have you gotten a lot of positive feedback from parents and the kids who get the bears?
We have. We've gotten quite a bit of positive feedback. We actually just got some pictures here recently from another child that we sent a bear to, that his sister and him love to play doctor. So we sent the sister a bear, not one of our chemo bears, but another bear, and we sent the child a chemo bear, and they sit there and they've played all day long for hours, you know, and everything's to do with this bear. So the mother was really excited to get it. The little sister was excited because we also take care of the siblings. We'll send the siblings something in the box.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So they do not feel left out themselves.
Right, because it's hard for parents and kids to go through this because the other child may feel like, oh, well, they're paying all the attention to the child with cancer.
Right. And that's what our daughter said, too, when we were going through it with our son. It was like, Mom, it's not fair. He gets everything and I don't. So that's why we wanted to make sure that every sibling was taken care of, whether it's something small for the little babies to, you know, something more age appropriate for the older ones.
Right. That's awesome. Wow. And so I'm looking at your website. When you get the chemo bear, you even get a little port.
Yes, I hand stitch each one of the tubes into the chest and connect a syringe to it, just a little basic syringe that screws on, that the children pretend like they're giving medication to the bear.
Oh.
And then I cover it with a bandage that's also sewn onto the bear so that, you know, it looks like they do when they get their chemotherapy.
Right. Well, that's awesome because, you know, I know from personal experience, I mean, being an adult and having cancer is scary, but being a child, I mean, it's hard to explain, like
right.
you said, what's going on.
Exactly. This way the children are able to explain to their peers what's also going on. You know, when my son started school, that was one of the biggest things he did was took his bear in and explained to the little kindergarten class that, you know, you have to be really careful with me. You can't punch me. You can't push me around. You can't do this because of this.
Right.
You know, because they couldn't understand why he couldn't go to gym class or he couldn't go outside and play. Once Brandon brought his bear in and we did a whole presentation on what the good germs were and what the bad germs were, and explain to the kids that they can't catch this, but this is what he's going through. They opened up to it a whole lot more.
Right. Now, have any hospitals contacted you about being in conjunction with them or supporting you? Or
right now, with us getting started full force here, we've had a couple hospitals say that they might be interested, but once, you know, we're still working on getting us out there more. We haven't got as far as we wanted to be yet. We're still growing. We're hoping to get into all of 6 children's hospitals here in the state of Ohio before the end of the year. But we're growing and working on getting there.
Well, I think if anyone who's listening who's at a hospital or medical personnel, they need to contact you because I think this is excellent. I mean, just
exactly.
Imagine the surprise, even if the parent tells the doctor, hey, I'm going to give you this chemo bear to give to my child. And then, you know, that might make the doctor seem less scary to the child as well.
Right. And that's our hope, is to, you know, to make the bear work for the family, the child, and the doctor so that they can genuinely explain everything that's going on with them to make the situation less scary. Hospitals are scary enough,
oh,
let
yes.
alone to go in there and have 4 or 5 people come around you all at once doing a whole bunch of stuff to you. I think the bear helps calm the child along with the family also.
You don't have to tell me it's scary, sister. I've been there.
We're still living it. I mean, we still go to clinic appointments, and mm-hmm. we still have to deal with the testing and everything.
But he's considered in remission right now, right?
He is considered in remission. We have another year and a half to go before we're considered cured.
Okay.
So
awesome.
It's still kind of, you know, you go in for this test every month, every 6 months, and it's crazy.
I know. I've had a lot of survivors on this program, and we call it skinxiety because, you know, it doesn't matter if it's just a blood test or regular scan. You're always like, okay, no matter if it's, like you said, 6 years or whatever, or just a couple months, you're thinking, oh, God, it could always come back. But you can't.
Exactly.
But you can't let that, you know, overpower your life.
Right.
Do you do this full time?
We try to do it full time. I also work. So my husband spends the biggest part of the time working on this. I do a lot of the fundraising with the bake sales and the like the yard sales and stuff to get people to donate things to it. That's what I do. But my husband does all of the background work with the computers, the constant tweeting, everything is all him. So that's
I know what that's like. I'm constantly on Facebook and Twitter. So, yes, it is a big job for just two people. And I notice that you do take donations via PayPal.
Exactly. We, you know, through our donations, that's how we continue to get the bears out there. Because, like I said, we don't charge families anything.
Right.
For it. We will send the bear the stuff, all of the medical stuff that's all provided by us, especially the gifts for the siblings also. You know, we want to keep that going.
Right.
So the one thing that we need is for donations to come in so that we can continually purchase the bears and supplies for the other children.
And I think it would be great for the people who've gotten the bears to kind of pay it forward to you if they can by donating, or even even if it's not the parents, because we know that cancer is can be a financial hardship. But even if it's just someone's friend who says, wow, you know, that bear made an impact on my friend's child's life, I should donate, even if it's just $5.
Right. Any organization. Any amount helps, especially, you know, when we do our big sale fundraisers, you see the little kids walk up and put their coins in the dinosaur, because we have a little dinosaur on the table that they can feed. And it's like the parent will say, well, this is all we have. And I'm like, a penny, every little penny counts.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't matter if it's a small donation or a large donation, every donation that you can give helps.
Well, I'm hoping by using this podcast that every hospital will have your product in it. I mean, I could just imagine, even if the hospitals buy it and give it to the patients, I mean, imagine what that would be like. Like I said, that would make any medical personnel, I believe, or staff member seem less scary. Because like you said, them all, you know, over you at once, you know, as an adult, it's still like, okay, well, these people are over me and they're doing their job. But a 4-year-old is going to like think, well, who are these people? And, you know, why is mom just letting them be all over me? I need, you know, this isn't right.
Exactly. You know, and if the hospital purchased it and brought it in, that would make it so much easier for, I mean, there's hundreds of kids that are diagnosed every week with some sort of childhood cancer.
Right, unfortunately.
You know, from point of diagnosis, if they brought that in before they even started any of the treatment and explained, you know, you're going to go through this whole process with this bear. You know, and when you're done, the port can be removed and go on, and that bear is yours.
Right.
You know, so you both have survived this together. That would make it so much easier.
You know, that's giving me chills how awesome that would be, honestly.
It would. It would really be awesome if they would jump on board and say, you know, from this point, we're going to be with you, and this bear is going to be with you. Anything that's done to you, this bear is going to go through. You know, and we will always explain it through the bear first before we even touch you. That would make each child calm down. Mm-hmm. It'd make the families calm down because they know that the explanation is going to be there first.
Right. And it's like we just said, it's a lot easier explaining it on a bear or, you know, than explaining it on the child.
Exactly.
Wow. Awesome. Just awesome. And if people want to donate, well, when people want to donate, how can they get a hold of you?
They are more than welcome to give us a call. They can go to our website. The website is friendslikeus.org.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to our blogspot, which is Friends Like Us Foundation at blogspot.com. It will take you back to the website. You can go through all of our links. We have donation links. We have buy a bear link on there where people can actually buy a bear for someone else. We can send it to them, or we can send the bear directly to the person that they want it to go to.
Can you just buy a bear and then say, here, give it to the local hospital? Say somebody says, I want it sent to, like, the major hospital here in Michigan is DeVos. Say they just say, oh, I want this sent to, you know, some random child to make their day.
Yes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yes, they can do that. They're welcome to email us straight from the website, or they can email us directly at info@friendslikeus.org. Our phone number is 419-557-8543. And if they don't have access to email and they wanted to send a donation, they are more than welcome to send a donation to us. And I can give you the address.
Yeah, that'd be great.
The address is 1421 Lexington Avenue, number 145. And that's Mansfield, Ohio, 44907.
Awesome. And you're also on Twitter.
Yes, we are. We are on Twitter.
And that's Friends Like Us, or Friends Like Us.
At Friends Like Us.
Excellent. Wow. Well, I am hoping that by someone listening to this website, that that they're going to contact their local hospital and, you know, you'll be back on the show saying, hey, you know, hospital, you know, XYZ ordered a whole bunch of bears, or so-and-so donated their embroidery machine because it's a worthwhile cause. I mean, if you've right. ever seen, you know, anyone who's listened to this podcast has been touched by cancer, but it's more heart-wrenching to see a child go through cancer than, you know, an adult. I mean, an adult understands it more, and it's still, right. trust me, it still sucks, but to have a child go through this and not have something like this to explain would, I mean, that would just be helpful. It would just right. be amazing. That's why when I saw your thing on Twitter, I was like, oh, I got to have him on the show because I have to have more people find out about this.
Exactly. Exactly. The one thing that we noticed is that when we were going through our whole cancer ordeal with our son is that it made him grow up so fast.
Yes.
I mean, he was 4 when he was diagnosed. He lost all of his childhood, mm-hmm. you know, because all he ever knew was a hospital.
Yes.
The only way that we know that we can continue to give him his childhood is to bring a bear into his life. A teddy bear is the one staple that a child always has.
Exactly.
You know, and that's a comfort zone for them. So that's what we look at giving to every child. That is our heart, is to get as far out there with every child going through cancer, and to help as many as we can and not turn one away.
Exactly. And like I said, if you can donate, you know, even like I said, even a penny, you can have a bake sale at your own school or whatever and donate like they do for our other charities, that would be fantastic.
Exactly. Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, mm-hmm. any of them can get involved, sell their, you know, to sell or have a bake sale on behalf of friends like us and then donate the money. Anything like that works.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dolores, for joining us today. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie, Mel Majoros. Become a fan of The Cancer Warrior on empowerradio.com on Facebook. Check out my blogspot, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on empowerradio.com.